昨天我们来看几段经文。
Let's look at several passages in the Bible.
我们第一节经文是在哥罗西书第1章第20节。
The first one is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20.
哥罗西书第1章第20节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 20.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血，成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And through him to reconcile himself all things.Whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
然后我们看哥林多前书15章58节。
And then we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
哥林多前书第15章58节，这边说感谢神啊，不是五十八节。所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们不要坚固，不可摇动，常常建立多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm.Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
然后我们往上看第54节，同样的一章，哥林多前书第15章54到57节。
And then let's continue to look at the same chapter, verses 54 to 57.
54节。这被朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这被死的既变成不死的，那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。主啊，你的胜的权势在哪里？主啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是立法。感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣得胜。
Verse 54. For the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我曾经讲过，这个复活的真理是一个非常重要的一个真理。
I have already mentioned that the truth about resurrection is very important.
复活的真理是我们这个信仰的一个根基。
The truth about resurrection is the foundation of our faith.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，
If Jesus Christ did not resurrect,
我们的信仰就不能够站立得稳，
then our faith will not stand.
就好像一座高楼一样，
just as a very tall building.
如果这座高楼没有根基，
if this tall building lacks a foundation,
也不能够站立得稳，
it will not stand.
可以哥林多前书第15章17节到19节这么说。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 17 to 19, it says,
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile.
你们乃在罪里。
You are still in your sins.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. If Jesus Christ did not rise,
圣经讲,
then the Bible said our faith is futile. We will continue to be living in sin.
所以可见这个复活真理是何等的重要。
So we can see how important this truth about resurrection is.
而且是我们这个信仰的一个中心点。
And it is the center of our faith.
我把我的生命献上给神使用。
I give my life to God so He can use it.
是因为耶稣基督已经复活。
And it is because Jesus Christ has resurrected.
我向别人传福音，是因为耶稣基督已经复活。
I share the gospel with others, it is because Jesus Christ has resurrected.
耶稣基督的复活影响了我今天的生命。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ influenced my life today.
也影响了我每天所做的事情。
It also influenced my daily work.
耶稣基督的复活影响了我的将来。
His resurrection also influenced my future.
也就是影响我将来所要去的地方。
And it is to say it influenced where I'm going to be in the future.
也就是神为我预备那个新天新地。
And it is the new heaven and new earth that God has prepared for me.
所以我们看到耶稣基督的复活影响了人的生命。
So we can see the resurrection of Jesus Christ influenced life.
不只影响了人的生命,
not only does it influence life,
圣经也讲到耶稣基督的复活影响所有被造之物。
The Bible said it also influenced all created.
如果我们看罗马书8章19节,
if we look at Romans chapter 8 verse 19,
受造之物切望等候神的众子解出来。
The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
所以我们看到这些受造之物正等待着耶稣基督的到来。
So we can see the created waits eagerly upon the revelation of the sons of God.
首先，耶稣基督的复活影响到被造之物。
So the resurrection of Jesus influenced all created.
这被造之物正等待着神的拯救。
All created are waiting for the redemption of God.
福音这个好消息是超过我们所能够想象的。
Salvation or the gospel is above and beyond our expectation.
福音不只带给人能够得到这个永生的生命。
Not only is the gospel bring forth eternal life,
同时也使到那些被造之物。 动物、植物，还有天上的星星，所有被造之物能够得到拯救。
And it also brings forth the hope of all those who are created, the stars, the plants, the animals, to be redeemed.
就好像刚才我们看那个《哥罗西书》第1章第20节。
Just as we just read Colossians chapter 1 verse 20.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things.
便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好。
Whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
我们看到耶稣基督的复活，不只能够使到我们的身体得到拯救。
So not only does the resurrection of Jesus cause our body to be redeemed.
也使万有无论是天上地上的一切的能够与他自己和好。
And also he reconciled all things on earth or in heaven. He made peace.
所以我们看到这些被造之物正等待着神的拯救。
So we can see all of these creatures are waiting upon his redemption.
我们是否有感觉到这个世界和被造之物没有安宁。
Do you feel the restlessness among all created?
这个世界似乎失去了平衡。
This world seems to have lost its balance.
世界上所发生的天灾告诉我们这个世界不正常。
All the natural disasters is telling us that this world is not normal.
不是神起初所创造的。
It is not the world created by God in the very beginning.
在森林里面的动物不能够和睦的相处。
The animals cannot live peacefully with one another.
小的动物成为大的动物的牺牲品。
The small animals became the sacrifice for the larger ones.
说在罗马书第八章第十九节到二十三节这么说。
So in Romans chapter 8 verses 19 to 23 tells us.
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
因为受造之物不在虚空之下。
For the creation was subjected to frustration.
不是自己愿意的。
Not by its own choice.
乃是因他叫他如此的。
But by the will of the one who subjected it.
但受造之物仍然指望错理败坏的瑕疵。
In hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage.
得享神合理自由的荣耀。
And brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦。
We know that the whole creation has been groaning.
直到如今。
Has as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结的果子。
Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit.
也是自己心里叹息。
Groan inwardly as.
等候做儿子的名分乃是我们的身体得数。
We groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons.
所以从这里我们看到所有被造的事物，他们一起叹息。
We can see here that all created were groaning.
我们自从人类犯罪以后
，since man sinned，
不止人要面对罪带来的后果。
Not only are man the only one to face the consequence of sin.
整个世界宇宙都受到了影响。
The whole world and the universe were influenced.
我们刚才那段经文讲到，一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
The scripture that we just read, the creation waited and was groaning.
然后这节第四段经文里面尤其讲到我们的身体得数。
And in the scripture, it says that it tells us that we will have redemption of our body.
我们这句话是讲到我们身体的复活。
And it's referring to the resurrection of our physical body.
保罗说，不止我们的身体正等待做拯救。
Paul said, not only is our body waiting for redemption.
所有被造的事物都等待那天的到来。
All created are waiting for that one day.
所以人和一切被造事物，圣经讲一同在叹息。
And so the Bible said, all created.Are groaning.
就好像一个妇女生产一样。
Just as a woman giving childbirth.
承受那种痛苦，等待那个婴孩被生出来。
To receive the pain, waiting for the birth of the child.
做母亲的都很了解这点。
I think all the mothers understand this point.
如果母亲生产的时候父亲也在场的话，做父亲的也会感受到这种痛苦。
If the father is present.During labor, then they will understand the pain.
无论做母亲或者做父亲的，都期待着这个婴孩快快的被生出来。
Both parents will expect or waited patiently for the arrival of the child.
我们大女儿被生出来的时候
，When our oldest daughter was born.
如果我还记得的话，生了十七个小时。
If I remember correctly, the labor was about 17 hours.
所以是非常痛苦的事情。
So it is a painful process.
但是我们看到这个受造之物期待着脱离这个败坏的瑕疵。
So we can see that the created is waiting with frustration.
而且正在等待着拯救。
They are waiting for redemption.
就好像父母亲等待这个婴孩快快的被生出来。
It is like the parents waiting patiently for the child to be born.
当主耶稣再来的时候
，When Jesus returns.
所以得救的基督徒，圣经告诉我们要从死里复活过来。
All the believers will resurrect.
那么之后旧的将要过去。
And then the old will pass.
神将会预备一个新天新地。
God will prepare a new heaven and new earth. Not only are the believers waiting for this new heaven and earth, the Bible said all the created are waiting for that day.
那么启示录也有讲到神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
In Revelation it says He, God, will wipe every tear from their eyes.
不再有死亡,
there will be no longer, there will be no more death.
也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都已经过去了。
Or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away.
我们看到圣经讲到一切都是新的。
The Bible said everything will be new.
万物都要拯救，得到拯救。
All things will be redeemed.
万物，如果我们回到这个创世纪看的话，
When you talk about all, it will go back to the book of Genesis.
也就是讲到神所创造这一切东西。
Talks about everything that was created by God.
这包括我们所住的地球，还有天上的星星、太阳，还有很多的银河。
So it talks about, it includes our earth, the galaxy, the universe.
所以当亚当夏娃犯罪之后,
So after Adam and Eve sinned,
不止人要面对罪带来的后果,
Not only is man the only one facing the consequence of sin,
整个世界宇宙都要被罪受到咒诅。
The whole earth was cursed because of sin.
但是,
But,
因为耶稣基督的复活,
because of the resurrection of Jesus,
不止人得到拯救,
Not only is man saved,
整个宇宙世界都要归回成为神原本所创造的。
The whole universe is going to go back to the way it was when God created it.
神原本所创造的圣经讲都是好的。
What God had created in the very beginning were all good.
耶稣基督的复活影响了所有被造之物。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ affected all created.
第二,
Secondly,
耶稣基督的复活影响到我们在地上所做的。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ affected what we do on earth today.
如果我们看圣经的话，圣经告诉我们，我们在地上所做的。
The Bible tells us what we are doing on earth.
那么将会影响到在我们天上将来的场次。
Will influence, will affect the reward we will get in the future.
所以当我们看哥林多前书第15章58节的时候，
So if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58,
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们固要坚固，不可摇动。
Therefore my dear brothers, stand firm.
常常卸力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Let nothing move you, because always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
要明白这节经文，我们必须要看上文。
To understand this particular verse, we need to look at the previous verses.
因为上文都是讲到这些复活的事情。
Because the previous verses talk about resurrection.
而保罗讲到，既然我们有一天会从死里复活过来。
Paul said, so because one day we are going to rise up again.
将来我们会到一个新的地方。
And we will then go to a new place.
保罗说，我们必须在地上常常卸力做主工。
Paul said, therefore we must work earnestly for the work of the Lord.
他说，因为我们知道我们所做的不是徒然的。
Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
所以这节经文，如果我们往前看的话，看到哥林多前书第3章第8节到第15节。 有跟这段经文有密切的关系。So
if we look at the previous verses, chapter 15, verse 8 to 15.
我们不用翻过去，但是我们知道，更多前书第3章第8节到第15节是谈到基督台前的审判。Actually,
in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, it talks about the judgment we will face before the throne of Christ.
那么这段经文里面讲到，我们在地上所做的好像一个建造工程。
It says the work that we have done on earth is like building.
我们这个建造的工程所用的材料有金银宝石，还有草木和和谐。
The material we use to build this building involves either gold, silver, costly stones, or wood, hay, and straw.
我们这些材料代表我们在地上所做的。
The material represents what we are doing on earth today.
啊，金是最好的。
Gold is the best.
这个草木和谐是最不好的。
The wood, hay, and straw are the worst material.
我们这条经文讲到这些金银宝石和谐草木都要经过火的考验。
The Bible tells us that all the material that we use, whether it's gold, silver, or the hay and the wood, are going to go through fire.
啊，不好的材料，比如说这些草还有木。
The unworthy materials such as the wood and the straw,
啊，将会被火烧掉。
They will all be destroyed by the fire.
如果我们在地上没有多做主工的话，
If we do not work for the Lord when we are on earth,
我们可能就好像这些草木和谐被火烧掉。
Then it will be just like building with this wood and hay, and they will be destroyed by the fire.
受到很大的亏损。
And you will receive loss.
但是如果我们在地上常常竭力多做主工，
But if we work earnestly on earth for the Lord,
我们将会好像这些金银宝石一样。
It will be like we are building with gold, silver, and precious stones.
虽然经过这个火的烧。
Even though we pass through fire,
但是不会得到那个亏损。
We will not receive any loss.
所以当我们看这段经文的时候，
So as we look at the scripture,
经文也有讲到基督徒不会失去这个救恩。
The Bible tells us that Christians will not lose their salvation.
但是会失去将来的奖赏。
But we'll lose the rewards in the future.
如果我们看哥林多前书第三章第十五节的话，
If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15,
这里讲到人的工程若被火烧，他就要受亏损。
It says if it is burned up, he will suffer loss.
自己却得救，虽然得救，乃像用火经过一样。
He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
我们是否有想到我在地上所做的是否好像这些金银宝石一样？
Do we ever think of what we're doing on earth today? Are they like building with gold, silver, and precious stones?
当这个火烧的时候，
And as we go through fire,
而不会受到亏损，
We will not have any loss.
那么圣经也想到我们在地上所做的将会跟随着我们到天上去。
And the Bible also tells us that whatever we do on earth will follow us to this new place.
如果我们看启示录十四章十三节，
If we look at Revelation chapter 14 verse 15,
我听见从天上有声音说，
Then I heard a voice from heaven say,
你要解下从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。
Right. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
圣经说是的，他们弃了自己的劳苦做工的果效也随着他们。
Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them.
这节经文讲到在主里面死去的人。
This verse is talking about those who are the believers who have passed on.
当他在主里面复活的时候，
After resurrecting the Lord,
他在耶稣基督台前的时候，他的地上的工作将会随着他到基督的台前。
As they stand before the throne of God, what they have done on earth will follow them.
诗篇九十篇讲到摩西的祷告。
In Psalm 90, it talks about the prayer of Moses.
在他的祷告中，他形容到人生命的短暂。
And in his prayer, he describes how short man's life are.
他说我们的年岁好像一声的叹息。
He said our days pass on like a groan.
我们的一生只不过是七十岁。
The length of our days is 70 years.
如果强壮的话，可以到八十岁。
Or 80 if we have the strength.
但是所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦。
Yet the span is but trouble and sorrow.
转眼成空，我们必飞如去。
For they quickly pass. And we fly away.
当摩西 祷告结束的时候
，and at the closing of his prayer，
然后摩西向神说
，Moses said to God，
愿你接力我手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你接力
，establish the work of our hands for us， yes， establish the work of our hands。
摩西求神接力他在地上所做的工
，Moses asked God to establish the work that he has done on earth。
我可见摩西知道人生命的短暂
，so you can see Moses know the shortness of life，
啊，并且是老鼠愁烦
，and it is all but moan and groan，
啊，因此他说求神坚固我在地上所做的
，and therefore he asked God to establish the work he has done，
啊，保罗也形容他在地上所做的好像一个赛跑一样
，and Paul also mentioned that what he has done on earth is like in a race。
就好像腓立比书三章十四节这么说。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 14 it says，
像做标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我所得来的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus。
保罗形容自己好像一个参赛的运动员。
Paul describes himself as a member of the race。
如果要赢取奖金的话，必须要准备好。
And in order to win the prize, he must prepare himself.
而且把最好的摆上。
And he has to give all of his best.
同样的，如果我们要在基督台前得到这个奖赏。
Similarly, if we are going to receive reward before the throne of God.
我们圣经讲，我们必须要在地上多多的、切力的做主工。
We must work earnestly while we are on earth.
所以摩西跟保罗知道他在离开世界之后。
So Moses and Paul know that after they left the earth,
他们知道他们在地上所做的将会随着他们。
They know that what they have done will follow them.
随着他们到基督台前。
Follow them to the throne of Christ.
耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus.
首先使到万物得到拯救。
Cause redemption of all creation.
第二。它会影响到我们在地上所做的。
Secondly, it would affect us what we are doing on earth.
使我们在地上所做的成为将来在天上的奖赏。
So that whatever we do on earth became the reward we will receive in the future.
最后，耶稣基督的复活影响我们永生的盼望。
And lastly, the resurrection of Jesus Christ will affect our eternal hope.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后
，Since Adam and Eve sinned，
人必须要面对死亡。
Man must face death。
每一个人生下来，生老病死，这个是一个人正常的一个过程。
After a person is born, you must face sickness and growing old。
其实不正常。
Actually, that's not normal。
这是一个最大的后果。
It is the result of sin。
没有人能够说。我不会衰老。
Nobody can say that I will not grow old.
我不会生病。
I will never get sick.
我也不会死。
And I won't die.
今天我们知道科技跟医学这么发达。
We know that the science and medicine has gone leaps and bounds.
也不能够解决这个死亡的问题。
But they cannot solve the problem of death.
人类能够飞到太空。
Man can fly to into space.
但却不能够胜过这个死亡。
But man cannot overcome death.
是的，人没有办法解决这个死亡的问题。
Man cannot solve the problem of death.
但是我们知道，只有耶稣能够解决这个死亡的问题。
But we know only Jesus can solve this problem of death.
耶稣已经复活了，他胜过这个死亡。
Jesus has resurrected. And he has overcome death.
所以哥林多前书第十五章五十五节这么说。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55 it says.
是啊，你的恶的权势在哪里？是啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
因为耶稣基督的复活带给人盼望。
Because of his resurrection, Jesus brought forth hope.
从今以后，人不必。活在这个绝望当中。
Man no longer needs to live in desperation.
因为耶稣已经胜过了这个死亡。
Because Jesus has overcome death.
所以基督徒对于这个死亡的看法应当是如何
So how should a Christian look upon death?
是否是感觉到绝望，感觉到恐惧？
Do we look at death as desperate, or are we afraid of death?
还是不怕，还是充满那个盼望？
Or do we look upon death as I'm not afraid and I have hope?
说真的，我还没有信耶稣的时候，我对死亡非常的害怕。
To tell you the truth, before I believe in Jesus, I am extremely afraid of death.
特别是小的时候看到邻居有人去世。
Especially when I was little and I see my neighbors pass away.
心里总是有那种恐惧感。
There's always some kind of frightfulness in my heart.
我讲原因就是因为那个时候我不明白人死后到底到哪里去。
I think the reason is because I did not understand where men will go after death.
那么当我信了耶稣之后，我对这个死亡就慢慢的开始了解。
But after I believe in Christ, I gradually understand that.
我也看到圣经里面讲那个复活的真理。
And I also look at the truth of, about resurrection.
我看到这个复活真理带给人盼望。
I can see that resurrection brings forth hope to people.
我不再感到恐惧。
I am no longer afraid.
因为我知道我死后，我有一天我将会从死里复活过来。
Because I know that even if I die, one day I will rise again.
我也知道我将来会到哪个地方去。
And I also know where I'm going to go after that.
你对死亡的看法的反应是如何？
How do you look at that?
是否感觉到很害怕？
Are you afraid of dying?
或者感到很绝望？
Or are you without hope?
还是不怕，还是充满那个盼望？
Or are you hopeful and are you not afraid?
如果我们对这个复活的真理有很深的认识的话，
If we can understand the truth about resurrection,
如果我们对这个现今的天堂、将来的新天新地有深入的认识的话，
If you can understand about the new heaven and new earth and the present heaven,
那我们不应该感到害怕。
Then we should not be afraid.
其实不少的基督徒对这个复活的真理的认识很肤浅。
And actually, a lot of Christians have very superficial understanding of resurrection.
特别对这个现今的天堂、对这个新天新地这认识非常的肤浅。
Especially the truth about the present heaven and the new heaven and earth.
因此造成他们对这个永生的概念有点模糊。
And it caused them to be foggy about the concept of eternal life.
也使到我们对这个死亡充满了那个恐惧感。
And it also caused fear when they look upon death.
但是如果我们对这个复活的真理有深入的认识的话，
But if we can understand resurrection,
基督徒不应该对死亡感到恐惧。
Christians should never fear when it comes to dying.
死亡对一个得救的基督徒不是一条绝路。
Death to a Christian is not the end point.
而是一个提升。
It is actually a beginning point.
提升到一个最好的地方。
To be lifted to a very, very good place.
所以当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，
So when Jesus was nailed on a cross,
旁边的一个强盗信了耶稣。
One of the robbers nailed next to him believed in him.
那么耶稣就对他说，今天你就跟我在乐园里面。
And so Jesus told him, today you will be in paradise with me.
什么是乐园？
What is paradise?
乐园是一个很好的地方。
Paradise is a very good place.
我上次讲过乐园就是现今的天堂。
I've also mentioned paradise is the present heaven.
是一个暂时的地方。
It is a temporary place.
是一个我们要停留的地方。
It is a place that we're going to stay for a little bit.
但是这个是一个好的地方。
But it is a good place.
比这个地方更加的好。
It is much better than today,
但是很多基督徒认为这个地方比那个乐园更好。
But a lot of Christians think that the earth here now is much better than the present heaven.
所以就感觉到死亡的恐惧。
And so they fear death.
但是我们在这个腓立比书其实是第一章 第十三节那边讲到。
And in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23 says.
啊，这是保罗所讲的。
This is what Paul said.
啊，保罗讲，我正在两难之处，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
Paul said, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
有多少个人能够好像保罗这样讲？
How many can say what Paul said?
那保罗讲，我宁愿离开这个地方，到神为我所预备的地方。
Paul said, I would rather depart from here and be at the place where Christ has prepared.
但是我们看腓立比书的时候，保罗宁愿留下来，因为他要传福音。
But as we continue to look in Philippians, Paul stayed because he needs to spread the gospel.
耶稣基督的复活带给我们永生的盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ brings forth hope.
就是我们要离开这个世界，但是我们知道有一天我们会从死里复活过来。
Even though we know we will die one day, but we know one day we will rise again.
耶稣基督的复活是一个非常重要的一个真理。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is an extremely important truth.
耶稣基督的复活改变了一切。
His resurrection changed everything.
那么首先他使到万物得到拯救。
He, first of all, he will redeem all created.
第二，他使到我们在地上所做的，在天上将来会得到奖赏。
Secondly, his resurrection affects what we do on earth and the deed will follow us.
最后，耶稣基督的复活使我们有永生的盼望。
And lastly, his resurrection gives us hope of eternity.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
我们更加要感谢你，因为你赐给我们这个永生的生命。
And we want to thank you because you have given us eternal life.
我们更加要感谢你，因为你把我们从这个绝望当中拯救出来。
We want to thank you because you have lift us out of desperation.
天父，我们要献上感谢。
We want to thank you.
求你帮助我们珍惜这个永生的生命。
Please help us to treasure this eternal life.
也让我们每一天存着这个感恩的心来感谢。
Help us to offer thanksgiving to you every day.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.